highlighting the most important conclusions and recommendations for educators working with disadvantaged adults. Educators working with disadvantaged adults play a crucial role in bridging societal gaps and enabling individuals to break free from cycles of disadvantage. One key aspect, which should be utilized when working with disadvantaged adults, is learning styles. Each person has their preferred ways of learning. If the learning is not focused on using these styles, the education will be futile, as it will not be coded and easily forgotten or simply not understood. Learning styles refer to the different ways in which individuals prefer to the different ways in which individuals prefer to receive and process information. The most common learning styles include visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. As an educator, it is important you use a mix of them when creating your lessons or workshops. Visual learners prefer to acquire information through visual aids such as images, diagrams, charts, and videos. They often have a strong ability to recall information presented in a visual format. Examples include graphical representations such as graphs, charts, and infographics, mind maps to aid in the creation of connections and relationships, video tutorials or educational videos. Auditory learners prefer to learn through sound and speech. Examples include lectures, discussions, active participation, podcasts, audiobooks, verbal explanations, or teaching a concept to a study partner to grasp and retain information. Kinesthetic learners learn best through hands, on experiences and interaction with their senses and the environment. Examples of learning include trips, experiments, role-playing, and the use of or creation of physical models. In conclusion, educators should understand and accommodate these different learning styles to teach more effectively and improve student learning outcomes. Using the correct ways to reinforce learning, though the styles can make learners more engaged as they are less likely to experience anxiety or anger through not being able to understand concepts or materials. This is important when working with disadvantaged adults, as often they may have had negative experiences with education in the past. Educators need to remember to apply a holistic approach, as disadvantaged adults often face complex challenges encompassing education, economic and social dimensions, therefore may face personal, economic and emotional barriers. Recognizing the strengths and experiences of disadvantaged adults fosters a positive learning environment, which boosts learners' self-esteem and motivation. Flexible learning models may also be adopted, such as flexible schedules, blended learning, online learning, and self-paced modules. A final conclusion to working with disadvantaged adults in education, and really any setting, is being a culturally responsive educator. As an educator, make sure to educate yourself and the group on various diverse backgrounds and experiences. Define key words such as diversity, inclusion, equality, or equity to create respect within the group. Recommendations for working with disadvantaged adults include 1. Conducting a needs assessment. As an educator, conduct comprehensive needs assessments to understand the unique challenges and aspirations of disadvantaged adult learners. It can also help you identify educational gaps of the learners and aid in creating a flexible educational plan. 2. Providing accessible resources. Educational materials should be easily accessible, both online and on paper, depending on the needs of the learner. Ensure that every participant has access to resources, including technology such as phones, laptops, or the internet. 3. Creating community partnerships. As an educator, part of an educational institution, you can collaborate with community organizations, governments, or employers to create pathways and new experiences for disadvantaged adults. Community partnerships can offer access to resources, such as trips, technology such as laptop hire, free library use, as well as jobs or internships for the most disadvantaged. 4. Continuous professional development. Educators working with disadvantaged adults should undergo continuous training to stay updated on effective teaching strategies, cultural competence, and trauma-sensitive approaches. When using innovative learning techniques, such as gamification, it is important to share knowledge within the group of educators. There may also be new schemes available in your area where you can create community partnerships. Therefore, be on the lookout for any events or grants. Educators working with disadvantaged adults hold the power to transform lives, contributing to the empowerment and upliftment of marginalized communities. By embracing a holistic approach, educators can create a motivational and empowering learning environment. Implementing the recommended strategies ensures a reduction of barriers to education for disadvantaged adult learners, funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the author only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union. Neither the European Union nor the granting authority can be held responsible for them.